Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning. And we welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2 to the program on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey Curtis brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, how we doing? What's going on?
Well, just primed and ready for that run to the Week 17 showdown for NFC North champ.
But, yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
See how it goes. By the time that comes around.
Who plays then?
Bears, Packers.
Oh, my goodness. Calm down. Good hard-fought win over the Saints, though. They got a little shaky.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do other teams apologize for winning?
No.
No.
Okay, just checking.
We didn't ask you to apologize. No. We were congratulating you.
Okay. Do other teams apologize for winning 4 in a row?
No.
No.
Not happy for you.
You should have a parade, I think. Michigan Ave, Miracle Mile Parade. I think this week. It's nice weather. Let's do it.
Hang a banner.
That's right.
4 wins in a row in 2025. Boom.
Yeah. Well, a team that's only won 4 wins in the last 2 years, the Tennessee Titans.
Nice segue.
And did not go well for them yesterday against the Patriots. Started off pretty good, and you said, okay, maybe the interim coach bump taking place here for the Titans. And then it looked basically how it's looked for the last couple of years here. And Vrabel gets the win. So what did you make of how the game played out yesterday, and how satisfying do you think that was for the Vrabster to come in here and get a win?
You know, I'm going to really sound like a coach here, so you guys are just going to have to throw up in your mouth a little bit and move on. Look, the Patriots are clearly better, and Drake May is a really nice young quarterback. I mean, he does not put the ball in jeopardy. He got sacked 4 times. I mean, the Titans hit him, but he still never came close to putting the ball in jeopardy. 21 of 23, he was fantastic. But, you know, you look at this football game, and the Titans for 29 minutes had it right where they wanted it. I mean, they're up 13-10. And then you give up the long touchdown to go into the locker room. And then the big one, is coming out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots commit a penalty on that opening kickoff. And they're on their own 12. And not only are they on their own 12, you have them in 3rd and long right off the bat. So they're like on their 13 facing 3rd and 9. You make that play and you get off the field, you have a chance to at least tie or retake the lead with field position. But instead you give up like a 20-yarder to Stephon Diggs. And they had, I think, 3 third down conversions on that drive. And we forget the 4th-and-1 conversion, where it's probably the worst ball that Drake May threw all day, you know, behind the receiver who made an unbelievable, you know, one-handed grab to keep that drive alive. That's how close that drive was to ending, but it didn't because the Patriots did the things that they had to do. And then the fumble for a touchdown, just that's a soul crusher. That's a soul crusher, and you know, there's nothing you can do about it. But that's where the game was won, was basically like on those 3 drives. You know, other than that, you know, because the game's over at that point. Other than that, you know, there was stuff that was better, you know, but now you're minus Ridley, Simmons, and Snead, and, you know, it's looking like a 30-point loss in Indy next week.
Have you shaken Cam Ward's hand before?
No.
Corey? Okay.
No, I have not.
I was just wondering if he has baby hands.
I know where you're going. Well, I mean, and my first thing when I said is this is 2 weeks in a row is he has small hands, but that, you know, that would have come up at the combine because they overanalyzed all that stuff. And the moment, you know, Kenny Pickett got the small hands thing, remember?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, and we know.
So I mean, I'm sure we can find the measurables on Cam's hands, but I'm sure if that were a real issue, it would have come out. I know some people have said he's patting the ball out of his own hands or whatever. But
for the record,
that can't happen.
Yeah, for the record, he is 9, and the average is 9.7. So it's smallish. Okay, it's on the small side.
When you say average for NFL quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that would make sense because he's, what, 6'1"?
Yeah.
And the average NFL quarterback is probably 6'4".
He's got to stop forcing himself to fumble.
Yes.
Yeah.
The unforced fumble needs to stop.
Yo, it's crushing. I mean, it was a devastating play in the football game. I mean, look, they're not going to win, all right? But it is an absolutely devastating play.
So on that front, you know, We talked about this earlier, Corey. Like, the numbers aren't bad from Ward yesterday, right? Like, it's 25 of 34, 255, touchdown, yep. Quarterback rating in 92.2. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, there are some things that are encouraging from what he did yesterday. You have the fumble, which is an absolute killer. You have another ball behind a receiver that gets picked off that wasn't very good. And, you know, even some of the ones that he did miss, it's just throws that you can't miss. So, I guess in totality, what did you think of the way he played? And where are you on him through the first seven games here, given everything we know that's going on around him?
Well, look, they're still not a great team. He's not elevating the team at this point. But, I mean, I don't want to make broad, sweeping generalizations about a guy. You know, he's a bust. He's not a bust after seven games. You know, I always go back, you know, Peyton Manning threw like 27 interceptions over whatever it was, his rookie year. Now, he also threw for like 3,800 yards. But, you know, we can go back at a lot of quarterbacks and see some struggles early in their career. And, you know, look, there are clearly struggles. There are clearly red flags. There are clearly things that you need to be concerned with. I also say Josh Allen couldn't hit a bar in his rookie year. I mean, he had the worst accuracy I feel like I've ever seen. He got better. Where I still fall on Cam Ward is I like the way he approaches the position, okay? I like the way he approaches his mistakes and wanting to – so last year, Will Levis makes the mistake in Chicago, and then he follows it up with in against the Jets, and he was done. I mean, his confidence was shot. I mean, the mistakes just got the best of him, and he couldn't recover. I don't see that from Cam Ward. I see him, you know, being the Ted Lasso goldfish, you know, and being able to try to correct mistakes and move forward. And you know, I like a lot of that from him. You know, he's got to get better, and the team's got to get better. But I feel like he's going to do the things to get there. I mean, he's going to have to do it. But we've seen the completion percentage is over 70% the last 2 weeks. Now, there's a lot of short stuff in there from last week we saw, and he incorporated the running backs a lot more this week. I think he had 9 completions to his running backs, which I have no problem with. I have no problem with. Because I thought a lot of yesterday was better. I mean, it's still 13 points. It's not good enough, but I'm interested to see where it goes.
So, Corey, we were talking about just like the fire, you know, not fire Vrabel, just Vrabel, and all the whole scene around it. Amy Adams Strong is on the field. I don't know. She talked a lot to Jason McCourty, didn't talk to Vrabel. And our buddy Andrew says that she walked by Vrabel with like give him the silent treatment, walking by in the hallway or whatever.
Okay, well, how many people stop and talk to people they fired?
Yeah. I was hoping for a hug. Look, I just thought it'd be nice to bury the hatchet. But what was your sense of the entire scene, including sort of the Pats takeover? I mean, I've been trying to figure out, were there any Titans fans chanting Vrabel's name? It seemed like it was obviously mostly Patriots fans. But what was that an embarrassing day for the franchise?
I don't think so. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. I mean, I did.
The
I
bar was low. You're like, hey, it actually wasn't totally embarrassing.
I mean, they weren't blown away from the jump. I mean, wasn't there a big thought they were going to lose this game 42-3 and it was going to be over in the first quarter?
Well, I thought they were going to win, and I thought I was really smart in the first half, but essentially they ended up getting their doors blown off. I mean, come on.
Well, they lost. Yes, they lost, and it fell apart for them in a hurry. But of embarrassing, uncompetitive, non-competitive losses, this was not at the top of the list. Okay, like it's never good when another fan base comes over and takes over your stadium. But when you are 10-37 in your last 47 games, and you're on an interim coach, that's gonna happen. Home fans aren't invigorated to come and spend $500 of their money to watch their team get drilled again. Okay, so I'm not gonna blame Titan fans for not showing up for what has been an inferior product. And Patriots fans are used to winning. Their team has been terrible for a few years. They're excited that their team is good again. And you know, of course they want to be a part of the Vrabel party coming back to Nashville so that they and the national media can celebrate the greatest coach in NFL history to never win a Super Bowl. And, you know, so that was all predictable. I will credit Mike. You know, he was not petty. He was not vindictive. You know, I don't know if I said this last week. I thought he would only make this about the players and about the team, which is what he does. And it's what he did. So I think he diffused a lot of it.
He was very kind.
He was. Media darling.
He was sweet almost.
Mike Vrabel.
Well, he won the game. I mean, what else is there to do? Dance on somebody's grave? I mean, he's got the job he wants. He's got nothing to be upset about. He's got a great young quarterback for the team that he loves, and with fans that love him. He's got the job he wants. I don't think anyone can argue that.
Carton of Virginia Slims.
Yeah.
Man, I did want to see him wear the belt buckle and the cowboy hat yesterday.
Yes, though. Yes. All right, Corey, last thing for you. What do you make of, in the National Football League, the Indianapolis Colts being a 14.5-point favorite against Tennessee Titans next week?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, yeah, they're 6-1. They're averaging like over 30 points a game. You know, the Titans are lucky to score 2 touchdowns a game, and the Titans are now down arguably the 3 guys who should be their best players. Okay? So, yeah, I always hate, because I always post the spread on Sunday night for the next week games, and the opinion is always the same every time. I even put it, include it in the tweet now. I know it should be more, because everybody's always, you can say, it's the, you know, the Chuck E. Cheese wagons by 6. It's the, you know, Davidson Doritos by 14. And the answer will always be the same. Oh, it should be more. That's not enough. Well, if you told me it was 21 in this game, I would believe it.
Yeah.
The Colts are rolling. They're at home. And the Titans are struggling and now down arguably their 3 best players. So 2 touchdowns seems perfectly reasonable. Also, I don't believe the Titans have covered the spread but 1 time this year.
Yep. It's a tough run they're on. Corey? Outstanding as always, my friend. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Bear down.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Very quick and to the point. Corey, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Corey Curtis brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. We'll take your thoughts on what Corey had to say. We'll get into Cam Ward's day yesterday. We'll get into the Cam Ward discussion overall. A lot of thoughts on that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 the game. The Blue Raiders taking on Delaware this Wednesday at 6:30. Catch all the action on Totally Hits 93.3 with coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. Appreciate Corey Curtis from News 2 for being with us in the last segment. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025.
On the baby hands front, Dustin from Hopkinsville doing some research. You know, Kyler Murray, for example. Little Kyler Murray. 9.5-inch hands. Cam Ward, taller, bigger, 9-inch hands. And again, I said this in the show earlier. I really wasn't aware of this. Charles is all over the, you know, the combine. He said they stretched their hands out too. He said, I bet you it was really 8.75. Stretching those hands out to make it be 9.
How do you stretch your hands out?
I don't know. Why didn't you ask Charles?
Spider-Man?
What, should I text him right now?
Like,
what are you
like
talking
extend
about?
Extend your like? Do you just does your finger get longer? Like, what are we talking about?
It's like OJ putting the glove on. Like, it does not fit. You must have quit. Like, I don't
stretch
know.
Stretch your hands out.
Pull my finger. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
No clue.
It's like, wow, his hands much bigger today than they were yesterday. How do you do it?
It's like you're like allergic to bees. Hey, sting me, bee. Look at how blown it's huge. Look at my hand.
Good gracious. He's got 14-inch hands.
Oh, my God. He could throw some 2 footballs at once.
Absolute meat hooks out there this guy's got. It's crazy.
God. I don't know, man. I don't know. Apparently the Titans should have paid more attention to the hands.
I don't know. I know this. The unforced fumbles have to stop. That's 2 weeks in a row where he's fumbled the ball where – no one's touched him. Yeah, I mean, the Raiders game for sure. I mean, it was pretty inconsequential. It came at the very end of the game when that one was over. Yesterday, probably inconsequential. Like, they're probably not coming back in the game to win. But, like, I mean, that was the end of it right there. When you fumble that ball and it just immediately gets scooped up into the end zone, that's the end of the game right there. Look, there's enough wrong with the Titans where you can't help them in that way. Like, you got to hold on the ball if you're Cam Ward.
Yeah, it's Like that. That one is the one. We're joking about the hands. It's pretty funny. We'll probably continue. We will. This might last for days or even weeks, possibly months. It's still better than talking about the draft. But that really was my serious thought when I saw him drop the one yesterday. It was like, boy, like that really seems like you struggle to
hold on the ball,
possess a football with one hand.
Yeah,
it's not good.
No, not good.
But Dave Craig fumbled a lot too, and had I think he must have had baby hands, and he was still pretty good for the Seattle Seahawks.
It was Brady's hand
who had
size.
Dave Craig reference on their board today?
Not
what's
me.
That? Yeah.
Brady was 9.38 inches.
Fine, just fine.
So
it's not that much bigger.
No.
But maybe that point three.
Kenny Pickett,
maybe
eight
that point 3.8 makes. Yeah, Kenny Pickett just.
It's like, wow.
Poor little Kenny.
Can Pickett even hold the football out there?
Oh my goodness.
Sit back.
Some
to our
great video having on this. If you're just listening, line. You're missing great video.
Back to our phone line, driven by
smallest
Wilson County.
Smallest violin in the world.
Welcome in Gil in California to the program. Gil, good morning. Happy early morning to you.
Happy morning, man. How y'all guys doing? How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, all right, man. My thing is with the Titans right now, I just want them to clear up the front office. I mean, either Brinker or Bergonzi. I'm leaning towards Bergonzi because I just want to know who's making all these decisions as far as putting all that trust in Snead, getting rid of Jarvis Brownlee Jr. I don't like the other cornerback. I think Baker is better than him. And I like our draft picks. And I think Brinker had 3 years, and he showed us by playing.
Gil, I think we lost you. But we got the general point of your call.
I want to know. Okay.
Thank you, Gil. Appreciate it.
So who's to blame?
Yeah.
So wait, does he mean he's leaning toward firing Bergonzi?
One of the two.
Wants to clear up the front office.
But he said he was leaning toward Bergonzi. That'd be you know, most people are like that. They think Brinker's next. Yeah. But hey, maybe Bergonzi.
I did not pick the quarterback.
I don't know. Could be. But yeah, look.
Did anybody look at his hand size? He could barely shake my hand, and you picked the quarterback.
Like shaking his hand, like, oh my God, I just gobbled up your whole hand in there. Are you in there somewhere?
Man. You ever shaken Javon Curse's hand? I'd love to know what his hand size is. It's crazy. It like engulfs your entire arm.
Maybe. Can he play quarterback?
Javon Curse hand size, according to AI, 11.63 inches. Like, you can hide the football there.
Yeah. That's so when the Titans inevitably draft number one, a quarterback overall, that has got to be – that's top of the list. Just start with hand size and then go from there. There was some people bringing this up, Robbie. We haven't gotten to it today. We're going to get to this more too, but I figured I should at least like acknowledge it. The Jackson Dart stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because obviously Jackson Dart absolutely looks better than Cam Ward right now. No idea how that's going to turn out. Yeah. They are better. The way they blew that game yesterday, pretty special. Now,
special?
The only reason it happened is because he threw an awful, awful rookie pick that if you don't throw it, they don't think they have any chance of coming back. But then he also led him down the field with some crazy plays. He looks good. He looks better than Cam Ward. So, yeah, it happens. I mean, right now,
we'll see how it goes.
I mean, look, I don't know if this is going to work out this way. But it's kind of looking like Drake May. Now, you know, look, Jaden Daniels, I'm not worried about him. He has hammy now. He's going to be fine. I still would hitch my wagon to Jaden Daniels over any of these of that class. But Drake May,
he looks very good.
Looks better than Caleb Williams. All due respect, Caleb looks pretty good too. Don't get me wrong.
All three of them looking fine.
Like, yeah.
Jaden Daniels has been hurt all year. He's had the knee, and now he's got the hamstring.
Yeah.
So he's been banged up.
And, again, in that class, like Cam Ward is clearly and possibly significantly behind those guys
in
evaluation. That's why we were talking about maybe you shouldn't take the quarterback number one this year.
We'll continue the Cam Ward discussion coming up next, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Mondays were made for Macero, big screens, bold flavors, all the football action from queso to kickoffs. This is how Macero does game night. Macero football Mondays in 12 South. Don't miss a snap. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and Cam Ward. Let's welcome in Trey to the program on our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Trey, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, Trey. How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that throw that Joe Aguilar threw, the interception, the pick six. I believe this basically, this is my thoughts now, that I believe that Coach Heupel is a bonehead. I wouldn't have did that because of the simple fact it was telegraphed. You got two men going on the same way on the outside. Either one of us could have caught that interception and ran it back. What was he thinking? Like, well, why would he do something like that? That was a crucial point in the game. And what do y'all feel about it? Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Trey. I did not expect that call to go that way.
Like, the whole world's ripping Cam Ward, all of a sudden Trey's like, hey, let's talk about Heupel and Aguilar.
It's tailor-made for
all
him.
All right.
By the way, real quickly on that play, we've talked about that earlier, horrific play call, decision, all the things. Like, if you're Deshaun Bishop chasing him down, literally all you got to do is push him out of bounds, half's over. Don't fall for the juke. Just push him out of bounds.
Exactly. Like, he gives him a little thing, come inside. Keep running into him and
out of bounds.
No, that totally could have saved the whole thing.
It saves the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Yeah, bad play call, telegraphed, obvious. Yeah, Aguilar still has to look and be like, yeah, and then not lollipop it. Like, all the things about that were terrible. And I'd love to see the game. Look, I'd probably still take Alabama in a close game, but, like, what a second half that could have been if Tennessee punches it in there and it's 16-14 at the half.
Trey threw a curveball there.
I know. You never know with Trey. Trey, is there any quarterback or coach you think is doing well? Let us know. Thank you.
Clark Lee, it's going well.
Well, Dennis is like actually pining for Clark Lee to become the Titans coach.
I was telling you this off the air. If I was Clark Lee, I would not do that. Like, I would stay and think about having that conversation like 2 years ago. Oh, I don't want to go coach the Titans. I'm at Vanderbilt. I'm good. But, yeah. I mean, that's exactly how I feel right now. No, stay at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt coach, the Tennessee Titans would like to bring you down the street. I'm good, man.
I think I'm okay, man.
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm just fine where I am.
I'm good. Thank you.
Let's head back to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcoming George in the borough. George, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, gentlemen. Great call there from Trey. I'm one of those Titans fans who actually goes to all the home games, basically because I have just nothing else better to do in my life. I don't have kids. Man, the Arizona Cardinals really did this team a disservice because this Titans record's a little deceiving because they really should be 0-7 just right there with the Jets in the bottom of the toilet. And right now, I think the Titans, and led by the owner, I think they have a really bad case of the bad decision bug. And that's what it is. And everyone over there has been infected with the bad decisions bug. And it's been going on for the last several years. Bad hirings, questionable firings, bad drafting, bad everything, which is why this team is where it is. And I have no idea what the cure is, but the Titans are so – this team is so rock-bottom atrocious. I hope Chad Brinker is proud of what he's really put together here. And then I was hoping Cam Ward would kind of be better than Will Levis. This is a guy who fumbled the ball right into the other team's lap. And I personally think it's looking like a mistake to take him number one overall. It's not his fault. His team sucks. It's not his fault. He was drafted to a terrible franchise. They unretired Warren Moon's jersey number for this.
That's true.
And then
fair
also,
point.
Tig Okonkwo, I think, made some comments either in the offseason or maybe last week about how he's had the Patriots game circled on his calendar since the schedule came out and then proceeded to do absolutely nothing in the game. Does he do anything besides goofing off and dancing during pregame warmups? Like, I'm so happy Chig is having fun out there while being 1-6 and doing nothing on one of the worst teams man has put together. I do wonder what continents and places Chig has scheduled this upcoming offseason, because remember he traveled the globe and didn't go to tight end U last year. Anyways, gentlemen, the train wreck continues. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Chig catching
got
some
a lot,
strays there.
Got a lot in there, yeah. Yeah, Chig.
That's good.
Chig didn't do a lot yesterday.
No, yeah. He did not.
He's had some.
Two targets.
Okay.
Zero catches.
Games.
I think one of those targets ended up in an interception. Not very good. Let's welcome in Adam in Portland to the program. Adam, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Dude, so I'm not in a bad mood. I think I'm way past that. So do you guys have you seen the shirts? They make shirts now that say, we ash. and it's in Titans colors.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's sweet, dude. Like, I've got one ordered. I ordered one yesterday, so I'll let you know what it looks like. But it's dude, look, this is what I said to start the season, and this is how I've grounded myself, and hopefully Titans fans can do the same. I said, I hope Cam doesn't lose his swag when he realizes how bad his team is. Do you remember me saying this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, over and over again. So I'm going back to that, dude. Like, he's still a great young quarterback. He's just, nobody's good the first year. Also, you can't throw the ball. You can't just give away 7 points anytime you want to and expect to win football games. Like, I saw an improvement yesterday. I haven't heard anybody else yet, by the way. I just tuned in. I saw an improvement early. So I think McCoy looks way more adult than what we were dealing with. So I'm going back to hang on for dear life, Cam. Guys, stop talking about trading quarterbacks. We're not going to do anything with this. He's our quarterback. We just got to improve literally everybody around him. That's all.
So wait, don't leave, Adam. So would you say that the offense looked way different, like they've totally changed the offense? Robbie wants to know.
He probably wants to know. No, not really. Well,
I thought we were gonna get Robbie yelling at somebody again.
It just looked more efficient, right? He started off. They did things.
Started
they
good.
Dumbed it down for him, right? Except for the one thing I did see, there was a couple of plays in there where it looks like they were trying that screen again, and it didn't even set up. So there's something going on with that. That's weird, but no, dude, I think Mike McCoy looked different this week.
We'll see. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the call.
I was hoping. I thought we'd get Robbie riled up again here at the end of the show.
I just think there's been a little bit too much today of talking yourselves into the offense looking way different. And they scored 13 points, got shut out in the second half.
Yeah.
How much different did it look?
They had some good stretches. But that's the thing. Now, at this point, Callahan's out. As far as we remember, they never had a first down with Brian Callahan. Yeah. So there you go.
So back to the
phone.
It was
bad. Line. We all agree it was bad.
Welcome in Bill to the program. Bill, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
How you doing?
The only thing worse than being a Titans fan right now is being a Miami Dolphins fan like me.
Boy,
I think we'll trade Tua for Cam any day of the year because he had two pick sixes yesterday, and I call it Marty McFly, but the Michael McDaniel experiment's over with, and it's just a really. It's just a really crappy time to be a Dolphins fan. Of course, that's like they're like the South Carolina Gamecocks, maybe next year.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen, guys. Enjoy
Thank you,
the
Bill.
Show.
Hey, misery loves company.
Just to bring up the draft talk a little bit more, good day for the Titans yesterday. Cleveland wins, so you're now number four on the list. Number four in the draft order.
That all?
Yeah.
Jeez, this team.
I mean, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Saints, and then the Titans. This is according to Tankathon.
I believe this is a special team. I believe this team will get there.
I mean, fourth, they feel like way they should be
higher than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they're probably fighting with the Jets. It's probably the worst team.
Yeah.
That's probably where it is.
I mean, though. I think the Saints are better.
Yeah, they'll run into a win or two.
Titans Saints at the end of the year, baby.
Wow.
Jeez.
Be alive on the line in that.
And Browns, for that matter, yeah. Huh?
What a gem.
The thing about the Browns is, though, like the Browns have a legitimately
their
good defense.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Their defense is really good.
They have
good.
Some good players on
they'll,
defense.
They'll win
yeah.
a few more games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I said this earlier in the show. This is a classic, again, situation in sports where I think a couple things can be true. I think if you are already pulling the plug on Cam Ward after 7 games, I think you're kind of crazy. Like, we all know that the situation around him is awful. And he's not been very good. I'm not ready to pull the plug on a guy 7 games into the year, or 7 games into his career, just especially your number one overall pick. And look, he'll make some plays where you look at it and you're like, yep, you can see why he was taken number one overall. I also think if you're a Titans fan that's just like totally unwilling to listen to any criticism about him and thinks that anything negative said about Cam Ward just means that, you know, you're a hater or you're giving up on him, it's like, no. That's also too far the other way. The bottom line is he's got to be better than he's been. And some of that is on the situation around him. Some of that's him. Like, you got to hold on the ball. You got to stop throwing the ball behind your receivers, which is leading to interceptions. Got to be more accurate with the football. You got to be better with your footwork. And look, none of those things are a bad thing. Like, he's a rookie quarterback. There's a lot to work on here. But, you know, so far, it's not been what you hoped you'd see through the first 7 games. I don't think there's any way that you could possibly deny that.
Yeah, like no one should feel like they have a conclusion right now.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Taylor Zarzur earlier. There's no question. What was that? What he said? No question he'll be great.
There's no question he's going to be a star player.
Yeah, there's plenty of question.
Yeah.
And then we get Stilly. All right, pass, pass. Yeah. You know, that's he always does that. So the people who can actually, you know, just look at information and take it in and just wait and see. I know like it's a constant conversation. Titans fans went off on Andrew yesterday because he tweeted, can we have a conversation about Cam Ward? What does that mean? That's what it is. We're having a conversation. Yeah. Having a conversation about someone does not mean they are a bust, they're done, it's over. It's just not good right now.
Pull the plug, yeah. I mean, nothing about this team is good enough right now. Right. Nothing. Exactly. There's nothing you can point
to. And that makes it harder to evaluate the rookie quarterback. It does.
It does, for sure. But on his own, independent of the circumstances around him, you need to see more as the year goes on. Like, you need to see him be more accurate with the ball. You need to see him be able to hold on to the football on a consistent basis. Like, you know, even beyond the just fumbles that are uncaused by anybody, he fumbles the ball a lot in the pocket, too. Like, get a hold on the ball. Got to find a way to protect the football.
Yeah, like, look, the Raiders game. Boy, the Raiders, they're special, by the way. They beat the Patriots. It still blows my mind. Like, Vrabel at the end is going to lose, like, to the Bills, the division by a game, and he's going to look at that game and be like, how? But think about how bad that team is. And, again, like, yes, it was an immediate hit, and it was so, you know, it's harder to secure the ball. But still, quarterbacks do it all the time. Corey Curtis brought up earlier, like, Drake May got hit. The Titans pass rush was probably the best part of their team yesterday. And, you know, he didn't fumble. Like, that's a big part of playing quarterback. It's kind of like pitching in baseball. I don't know why I always have to like compare to other sports, but like pitching baseball, like if you're a good fielder as a pitcher, that's actually a big deal, you know? And we kind of underrate it. You know, learning how to take a hit, not fumble, is a big deal.
Patriots win 31-13 yesterday. Final thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game.
Did it just slip on that play, that fumble?
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks in a row. What's going on?
Gotta hold on to it tighter. But really, just got to continue to emphasize it within myself. Got to be better at it. I know that's something that, you know, I can't continue to let happen. I got to cut that out next week.
That's Cam Ward after the game.
Oh, I got a question. Hey, what's wrong with you? Hell yeah, Corey Curtis.
I think it was Corey. Good stuff.
Man, Corey, well, you trying to out Kaharsky over here, huh?
Kaharsky.
So what the hell's up with that dude?
Cam, you ever thought about holding on to the ball?
The ball comes out of your hands so easily. Why?
Have you stretched your hands out today?
I was about to make a joke about Karski video. I'm just going to leave it alone. David from Paris in all caps says, how does this game make anyone think McCoy made anything look different? They looked like the same farting team.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, by the way, someone else brought it up. We talked about it earlier. Terrible decision. 49 seconds, 3 timeouts. They just hit a big play on you. You've been playing well. They're getting the ball after halftime. You're down 17-13. How are you not trying to get points there?
I don't understand it.
I mean, this freaking team, we got like, hey, let's go for it. Our own one in Denver with the rookie in his first game. Yay! But here, like, here we are well into the season, an actual spot where you have a good chance to go get points, and you just, yeah, well, let's just go to the locker room down 17-13. That was it, lost in all the stuff, but very unimpressive decision by Mike McCoy. Like, there is actually no excuse for that. There's no reasoning for that other than I don't trust my quarterback.
Well, and it's also like you're 1-5. Your coach just got fired. The expectation is that everybody on your staff is going to get fired at the end of the year anyway. What do you have to lose?
I mean, run a freaking flea flicker.
Yeah, I mean.
Statue of Liberty right there.
Look, I'm not saying you got to just be reckless out there, but 3 timeouts, ball on the 35 with 50 seconds left is not reckless. Go try to get some points.
Like, you absolutely should expect a field goal.
You got monster leg back, too.
Yeah, you got to go slide, kick it from his own 45.
That one blew me away. It was like, what? So, I, you know. But, again, there's All right, texture says, listen, most of the morning, zero talk of game day coming here. Yeah, we did talk about
it. We talked about game day coming here, so I guess you didn't listen most
of
the
morning. But honestly, we talked mostly about Vanderbilt and Pavia and Clark Lee and Tennessee, and those are more important. I mean, good for game day. Game day's coming here.
What difference is it?
They've been on game day. They were on game day 2 weeks ago. I mean, this is what happens when you're good at football.
It's also the Monday
after Titans. Get used to it, buddy.
Yeah, it's Monday after Titans game. Like, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time.
There's that,
too. By the way, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time this week talking about college game day, which has nothing to do with the actual game.
Although, if I was going to talk about college game day, I would talk about how they are the biggest bunch of softy, just, James Franklin, come on in here, and Nick Saban will tell you what a terrible decision, and we won't ask you any questions about your failures. Let's just come on here and, here, do a job interview for yourself on game day.
PR campaign.
It really is bad. Like, I'm not expecting people to go on there and start, throwing like tough questions at it, but like, really, does it have to be like just a complete PR job for James Franklin?
Yeah,
there's my game day talk. Yeah. Thank you.
It's cool that game day is coming here. I'm interested to see where they put it. There you go.
That's about where my
interest stops.
That is going to be interesting.
Let's go talk about the football games. That would be great.
Yeah, Van is in the top 10 first time since 1947. No, I don't care. Game day's coming.
Okay. Thanks. Looking ahead here now. Obviously, I mean, Ward's where this whole thing starts and ends. You're a 14.5-point dog in Indianapolis next week. 14.5 points.
It's low.
And by the way,
Never won't work.
Ridley's hurt. Now Jeff Simmons dealing with a hamstring issue.
Jonathan Taylor.
The quad,
grab him up.
Yeah, the quad is back for Snead. So, I mean, I did think about, like, Is that the last time we'll see Snead in a Titans jersey? The quad's back all at this time?
Same quad? Like,
yeah,
different quad?
I don't know. How many quad injuries are we going to have out there?
He's like a quad gout.
He's out this week with quad gout.
God.
Can't get out there.
Look what you've made us do, Titans. Saying ridiculous
By the way,
stuff.
On that touchdown that he got beat on, like, so was he hoping that I tweeted this. Like, I really hope that he thought the safety was helping out on that play. Because if not, he just got absolutely smoked on that play.
Yeah. It was very bad. And Kayshon Boutte, I didn't actually but I've seen a lot. He was out there trashing the Titans secondary. And, Snead is – he may be done. And you know what? That's fine. Go away.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. What a disaster.
We will see you later. That does it for us today here on the program. We'll have plenty of Titans reaction all day long. Vandy gets the big win against LSU. Tennessee loses to Alabama. All that and more coming up the rest of the day. Next man up with Jake Lyman is next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.